Okay, so last week we learned the second pasuk with the grah. We had a bit of a suffix. I looked at it after the shir. It got to be the seichel iyuni, ma'is and machshav, right? I think that was what our suffix was. Or was it with chukin? Maybe it was.
Yeah, just stay in the same seder.
Huh?
Yeah.
That was where we were mistapik about that. Or was it something else? I don't remember. Okay.
There's a variety in which word, I think, midos with mitzvahs, which one of those?
Yeah, yuni machshav ma'aseh.
The way I understand it, the way I came out, is that the seichel yuni is connected the highest bechina, which is connected the shemayim, Torah, chachma, and chukim, and the mitzvahs, and the seichel ma'aseh is the lowest bechina, in other words, connected to Aretz, the Bina, and the Mishpatim. The reason for that is because Seichel Ma'aseh is actually doing. You do things down below, but Aretz is where you do them. And the Seichel Machshava is the bechina that's mechaber between them. It's the mid, you know, going from top to bottom, it's the middle, which is connected the Adam, or connected the Midus when it comes to Torah Mitzvahs Midus. And so Midas, he said, connects the Torah and the mitzvahs. So that's the Adam that connects between Shemayim v'Aretz. So the Seichel Machshava connects between the Seichel Iyuni and the Seichel Ma'aseh, and the Musar connects between the Chachma and Bina. So that's, and the mitzvahs is in between the Chukim and the Mishpatim. That's where I came out.
Later, in the M, where it says him say Torah mitzvahs Midas.
So Midas is between Torah mitzvahs.
So Midas between right. Yeah. Stam kacha, that just. I was thinking that. What's the. Chukim, Mishpatim, and Mitzvahs, three categories. So it sounds like, I guess, that the Mishpatim, it's, I think the grub means the things that are. Melcha, Mishpat, Yamad, or it's are things that are part of the regular. Benodim lachaveru. Laws, like, you know, chayshem mishpat laws that you need, and basically you have in any government. So the Torah, we have it outlined in a specific way, with Shulchan Aruch, whatever, but it's those, I think those are the mishpatim that you're referring to. The chukim are the, you know, paradum and things that we mamish on the same zeichel and neshi, and the mitzvahs, I think, are the, probably being adam lamakam mitzvahs, which are kind of between chayk, because maybe we still have an understanding of them, we have some kind of havana of the tamei mitzvah, let's say. At the same time, it's not together of mishpatim. You know, you wouldn't, let's say, I don't know, put on a talus just based on your seichel enoshi, you know, and or tefillin. We have an understanding of what those mitzvahs are, tefillin is, but it's not part of mishpatim. It's not together of a melech wouldn't be gozer on everyone. Okay, you got to do this in order to keep seder. I think that's the three. Three bechinas of chukim, mishpatim, and mitzvahs. Okay, so now at the end of last week, I mentioned a little bit. I read the Rambam in.
That's connected, and there's a connected. The very beginning was chokhma, musa, and bina.
Yeah.
So, again, how's that come out? Chokhma is the seichel yuni. Musa was the midas.
Chachma, Musa, and Bina. So it comes out that Chachma is connected to Seichel Yuni, Bina is connected to Seichel Ma'aseh, and Musa is connected to Seichel Machshava. Yeah. So at the end we went into a little bit the inyan of Chachma, but the Gro. The Gra says is Lida Chachma Shalo Yipel Beresha Sayyid Zahara Shahu Peris Laraglov Vishalo Yit Patipi Bituya. In other words, Chachma is like a preventive, obviously that's not necessarily the essence of the Chachma, but that's what it does. That's what you gain from Chachma as far as the Lakachas Musar Askel, right, as far as what we're aiming for here of taking Musar Askel, is that it protects the person from falling into the Yitzhahara. He's not going to fall for the bituyim of the Yezar. So I mentioned the Lashon of the Rambam when it comes to at the end of Hilchas Yisrael Biyah, that he says, Omro Yifna Atzma Yomachshavti LeDivrei Torah V'Yarchiv Daita B'Chochma. Right, that a person has to be Marchiv as Das B'Chochma She'in Machsheves Harais Misgaberes Elo Belev Ponu Min HaChochma. B'Chochma Omer Ayeles Ahavim Yalos Chein Dadei Yervucha B'Chol Eiz B'Avosot Tishke Tomin. So you see that this, the same idea is that chachma, when a person is filled with chachma, the Yetzer Hara Pasha doesn't have a hold over him. He has no approach. He can't approach the person. So I mentioned that, that this really works very beautifully, Alpi Kabbalah, that level mentioned, right, we said that life and Chloe, in a general sense, there's three Madregas, Chochma, Bina, and Das. And so we mentioned a little bit what Chochma is. It's like, it's like, Kabbalistically speaking, it's the Madrega where of Yichud. It's Madrega of Yichud. Bina, hopefully the Zayar says, is Dina Misar Mina. It's still, there's Yichud in Bina, but it's the source of dinim. It's the source of separation. Like the mother, we said that the vlad is developed. You get the differentiation of a vorm, right, in the vlad, which you don't have in the tipa, right, from the father. That takes place in the mother, and which is connected bina, will be this form. And what else do you have? Then you have the das, which puts together these two bechinas. Okay. Okay, so I wanted to go a little bit into, just to give more of a b'mitzayir, more, I said a little bit b'kitzer last time, but chachma and bina, the difference between them, because it's going to, Be'ez Hashem, it'll open up, first of all, some more ability of speech, especially in the sefer, any in the machshava, and also opens up certain havana into the nefesh, and how the mind works. And how the heart works, so I think it's important. So that's this page that I gave out over here. Okay. So it's actually a from a secular book, as you can see, in English, describing the difference between the right brain and the left brain. Right brain, the svarim is chokhma, and the left brain is bina. So we'll go down the columns here, together comparing them, so you get a feel for what Chachma is and what Forbina is, and you have to realize that when you'll hopefully start to get into, at least you'll have a ability to get into contact with what part of the brain you're using when you're doing different things or when you're thinking in different ways. Okay? Before we start, my nafkamina, for example, right? So we say that In Talmud Bavli, you always have the expression throughout Shas, Toshma. When the Gemara wants to bring a raya, brings a raya, Toshma. But when the Zohar wants to bring a raya to something, or point something out like that, he uses the expression Tochaze. What's the difference between come here and come see? Right? It's not just by chance. It's not just happens to be a different literary style, you know. So Alpi the Sfarim, Shmiya is related to the left brain. It's related to Bina, whereas Re'iya is related to the right brain. And the reason is because Bavli and Zohar are aimed at different goals, and based on those different goals, the primary brain that needs to be used, the primary way of thinking that needs to be applied, changes. Bina to Chachma. And we'll go through this and we'll get back to this, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll understand it. So the Chochma, we said, is a non-verbal, it says over here, right? Non-verbal awareness of things, but minimal connection with words. Okay, you're aware of something, but you don't necessarily have the words for it. It's not the issue, you know, you're not putting it into words, or minimal connection with words, you're not being marchiv on it. It's a general awareness of something. Bina is verbal, using words to name, describe, and define. As I mentioned, Right? You have the famous line of Chaim Risker, right? If you can't be magdrit, if you can't put into words what you're trying to say, then it shows a lack of Havana. So I said that actually, it's really meduyik, it's a lack of Havana, but not necessarily lack of Chochma. It could be you're onto something, it could be you do have something, but you don't know how to flush it out. You don't know how to bring it from the Maya Chochma to the Maya Chabina. You have some kind of interconnection, inner understanding, inner hasaga of this thing, but you don't have the words for it. That could be a hasaga of Chochma lacking, though, in the Bina. Which, of course, you then can't get over to the next person. Because in order to give over to the next person, you need words. So it's kind of stuck by you. All right. Now, the right brain, Chochma, is synthetic, putting things together to form wholes. Whereas Bina is analytic, figuring things out step by step and part by part. Okay. So, again, if we put into Hebrew words, right? Synthetic, putting things together to form wholes, is trying to put together the klolim of something, to figure out klolim. Whereas the Mayach Bina is figuring things out step by step and part by part, meaning protim. You're dealing more with protim. Mayach Chacham deals more with klolim, and Mayach Bina deals more with protim. Okay, Chachma is concrete, relating to things as they are at the present moment, whereas Bina is symbolic, using a symbol to stand for something. For example, the drawn form of like an eye standing for an eye, or the sign plus stands for the process of addition. Analogic, on Chachma's analogic, which is seeking likeness between things, understanding metaphoric relationships, whereas Bina is abstract, taking out a small bit of information, using it to represent the whole thing. Again, to analogic, it's important to pay attention to this one. Analogic, seeking likeness between things. Right? So you're paying attention to what's similar in two things, whereas the abstract is taking out a small bit of information, which is like taking out a prat and using it to represent the whole thing. But again, it's prat focused. And the logic, when you're seeking likeness between things, you're kind of not paying attention to some pratim which might be different. So it's more of a gear to the klal. Right? Sometimes, whatever, you take people, right? People all look similar, but they look different on the pratis level. But you know, you could tell the difference between a person and a face, some other mammal. Okay, that's pasha. So that's again in the klal. Everybody looks, you know, in the klolistic way. Everyone is all people are the same. In a klolistic way, all lions are the same, but they're pratis. They're similar. So that's the klal and prat difference between Chochma and Bina. Chochma is non-temporal, without a sense of time. Whereas Bina is temporal, keeping track of time, one thing after another, doing first things first, second things second, etc. Again, very important. When you're without a sense of time, let's understand what time is. Time is a linear experience. Time is a linear experience, meaning you're in the moment, you're not a moment before, you're not a moment after. Time is a sequence, that's what time is, right? It goes in one direction, right? Only one direction. And therefore it's prat after prat after prat. There's no musuk by zman, at least in our experience of time, there's no musuk, there's no concept of 3D. Okay, and I was meaning scientifically, maybe there is, because they get to the idea that there's no such thing really as time separate from space. There's just space-time, okay, where they're interrelated, which is Alpi Kabbalah actually is also so. It's also it's a beautiful thing, but I don't want to get into that. I just want first to understand the difference between Zman and Mokim. Okay? Mokim, right, is 3D. When you see something, right, you see something in three dimensions. right? Oirech Reichev and Oivi, whatever, like, you know, Oimek, whatever, right? You see things in three dimensions. In time, there's no idea, there's no like experience of three-dimensional time. You don't live in all the past, present, and future at the same time. It's an experience of piece, you know, prat by prat. So when we deal with space, we deal with our hasaga of space is automatically one of wholeness, is one of chachma, your experience of it. Okay, but our experience of time is one of bina. It's temporal, right? Chachma, non-temporal, without a sense of time. Okay. Right. Hope that's. I hope that got in a little bit. Okay. Chochmah is non-rational or relational, not requiring a basis of reason or facts, a willingness to suspend judgment. Whereas Bina is drawing conclusions based on reason and facts. Okay, what does that mean? Non-rational, right? It's not irrational. Okay. Non-rational is non-rational, meaning that, and this again, this happens to people regularly. You know something is true. You don't have a logical basis. It's that you came to it based on some kind of logic, right? If, for example, there's the idea of an educated guess. I don't know, an educated guess is basically where, based on experience, somehow you get a non-verbal understanding that this is probably the story. A guy, let's say a guy's, he fixes things, you know, fix a guy, whatever it is. And he comes to a certain problem and he says, okay, I don't know, I have to check it out, I don't know, but my gut feeling is some kind of like connection with what is in front of you. It's not based on logic. It's not based on on reason. It's not based on the facts yet, but it's a general understanding of something, general connection to that thing. That without, it's not based on the reason or facts. It's somehow there. Okay. Again, the same thing with it when you learn the sugya. When you learn the sugya, right? Sometimes you learn your initial connection to the sugya is not necessarily based on the fact that, okay, you just boom and dike in every word and you got then you figured things out. There's some kind of initial connection there that's not based on the avodas habina of diuk and building and binyan. By the way, binyan is lashon of bina related process by Isha. So next. So this one's already explained before. Spatial, that chachma is spatial, seeing where things are in relation to other things, and how parts go together to form a whole. Bina is digital, using numbers as in counting. Chachma is what is known as intuitive, making leaps of insight, often based. What's that? It's connected to it. Non-rational and intuitive are very much connected, yeah. Making leaps of insight, often based on incomplete patterns, hunches, feelings, or visual images, right? I went into the intuitive in order to explain the non-rational. Whereas the Bina is the logical, drawing conclusions based on logic, one thing following another in logical order, for example, a mathematical theorem or a well-stated argument. I'll give you an example, okay? Einstein, right? He took physics to like a whole new level. What happened? So, till then, they were stuck in Bina thinking, in the academic world, in the scientific world, in the physics world. And for example, one of the major theorists that they had, that they couldn't figure out, they had Raya's Muchavas, yeah? Fully proven proofs. Okay, full proofs that light was particle based. Okay, it's like it's particles. I'll explain it. The question, Chelkikim in Hebrew, yeah? Or is it, that was a big question they had, right? Is light chilkikim, is it particles, or is it a gal, is it a wave? There's big nafkaminas between the two. Okay, for example, if you're on a cell phone, right, you can get frequency interruption, right? Because two waves can be trying interfering with each other, because two waves can hold the same spot. Two particles can't. You can't have two particles in the same spot. Two waves can overlap each other and actually share the same spot. That's, you know, a way to turn off your cell phones when you're on a plane. Okay? So they had rayos muchachos in each way. That light is this, that light is that. Now it can't be both. Okay. So everyone was stuck because you have a massive stira. Tzarechi and Gadol. So it comes along the Jewish mind of Einstein, and he says, well, who says they can't be both right? Maybe they're both right. Now, there's no logic to that. He jumps, he makes a leap, and decides that maybe they're both right, and he figures out how they could be both right. And that's where now, like, suddenly everything. So the truth is that the big inventions are always like that. The big, you know, steps and moving, the big inventions are not based on the old, but are taking a leap way further. That's really chachma. Whereas everyone else just builds off of what's already there. When you're building off of what's over there, that's bina. That's the process, the logical process. Okay, it's good, it's advancement, but it's not the same. It's not the same thing as this chachma, which, like, suddenly you have this, like, mamisha, a moyerdig insight, a moyerdig idea, and then you check it out and you try to figure it out. But that leap, that's the chachma of something. Now, the last thing over here is holistic versus linear. Chachma is holistic, seeing whole things all at once, perceiving the overall patterns and structures, often leading to divergent conclusions. Like we just said, right? You can have steers like steers, but all chachma, they come together. Okay. Whereas linear is thinking in terms of linked ideas, one thought directly following another, often leading to a convergent conclusion. I mean, a conclusion that is like one-sided. Usually, when a person getting stuck in something is usually coming from a bina approach. Like you hit a brick wall. You can't think outside of that box. Whereas chachma is that ability to leap outside of it and see something from like a higher spot, kind of looking down, like see it as a whole. You're not like stuck in the maze like Mr. Sharm says. Okay, now, for us, for Torah, what does this do for us? So, the vote is like this. We'll now translate it like this. We're gonna put new words, okay, more teretic words now. Chachma is really the inyan of yichud. Inyan of yichud, whereas bina is the shayrish of peru, of separation. Like the Zohar says, dinan misaron mina. That bina, right, separation comes out of it. When you're, for example, learning Kabbalah, what's the goal of Kabbalah? What's the goal of the Zohar HaKadosh? So the Ramchal says it's to be Megala the Yichud. It's to be Megala the Yichud. It's to be Megala the unity in everything. By being Megala the unity in everything, we're being Megala the Yichud Hashem. We're looking to be Megala the Yichud Hashem. For that, you need the Maya Chochma, which puts things together into a cloud, which finds how things go together, how the whole comes together, how there's really no steer over here. Okay? That's toch hazeh. It's to come see. That's re'iyah. That's re'iyah. Whereas the Gemara, Bavli, especially Bavli, it's interesting, Rishami doesn't have Lashon of toch shema. I'll explain in a second why, but the Bavli says toch shema because we know Eluv Elu Divilikim Chaim, right? Mart Erevin, Eluv Elu Divilikim Chaim, it's all given from our Sinai. These contradicting opinions. But down here, we have to choose one. We can't have everyone doing different things. Chazal has to have a halacha psukuf that's going to be, you know, everyone's doing the same thing. And therefore, we have to lifsok. What's lifsok? lechtoch, like with a sakin, but like to cut. If something means to cut, we have to cut and choose one thing over the other. To do that, to choose halach lemaisa, that down here we're going to do one way, we have to choose one over the other. That you need the mayach bina for. That you need the toshma for. Come hear the difference between this and this. You have to, right, decide which prat overrides the other prat when it comes down to what we have to do here. Halacha lemaisa, again, that we're maimin. That Eilu Be'Eilu Debekim Chayim, that they're both in the attack. That Rizal does it a lot of times, where it takes you know, two differing opinions in Gemara, and shows you how they're both correct. They both have, you know, each one is a different bechina. It puts the whole thing together. That's bringing it back from the Peyrud back into the Yichud. But because Talmud Bavli is coming to understand halacha lemaisa, how you have to do something down here in this world, you can only do one way, you can't do both ways. So therefore you have to have that kaych of shmiya, you have to have that kaych of bina. Yushalmi doesn't use that lashon. It probably pshat is, I think I mentioned it to you last, right, the Shlok Kodesh, that they came to things mitaych, their isu can say this atara. So they didn't have to go through that same process of breaking things apart till they got to it. They came to it like from a different direction. Okay, so all right. Now, the Maisa, what is the Itzahar? What's the Satan? What's this makes us Meshuggah, right? Ein Adam Choyt Elach Imkei Nichnas Bei Etzem, like we know, really Ein Adam Vader. Everything is Rabban Shalom. Kipshutei Mamish. Everything is Rabban Shalom. Everything. I.e. physicality, Gashmius, Nivra, what does Nivra mean? Buri, that Kiviyachal, something is outside, Bria is Lashon Bar, something is outside of the Rebbein Hashem Kiviyachal. Right? And really, from our standpoint, it's true. That's the mitzvahs we live in. Right? The Vard is, I'll be Kabbalah to explain how this works, is that there's a process of, with the Rebbein Hashem, you know, idea of Tzimtzum, constricts himself, and allows for a Bria to take place, allows for something to take place. By doing what? By creating a certain separation, but create at the separation between him and the Bria. Okay, separation between him and the Bria. Now, what is that separating factor? That's the idea of klipas. That's the idea of klipas, of like, which is like a mechitza, like a husk around, right? If you didn't have that chitzitza, if you didn't have those klipas, so taka, everything would be resubsumed back into the Ein Sof, right, back into the Kadosh Baruch Hu's yichud. And that's actually what we're trying to do. That's what the goal of Torah Mitzvah is, that we should do that. We should be mezakech our body, physicality, turn our body into a more and more holy thing until also love and mamish. The Lashon has a beautiful piece where it discusses how there's going to be seichel mamish in the yadayim and the raglayim, the whole goof, not just in the head. Also love is going to be the whole, everything is going to take on a whole different madriga, even higher than Adam Rishon. And eventually everything goes back and back until it's kimat orsh, you know, it's the whole process. Each elef is another darga. Okay. So therefore the Arizal says that using that, Chochma is the yichud, right? Where does the Yitzhar have a hold on a person? He only has a hold on the person as long as he's in a bina level. As long as he's still at a level of separation, where separation is still shaykh. But if the person is oiler, if a person is oiler to the madrega of chokhma, so that's it, finished. He's at the madrega of yichud. He's the madrega of oneness with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So memela, the over there, the taka is no chatzitza. There's no sin. Right. So that's the inyan, and then this mamash al pi kabbalah. That's what Arizal says, is that when you have madrega of chachma coming in, that's what happens in Yitzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach. The Arizal describes that they were lemaise all the way down, and you know, Shari Tumah, whatever. The Rebbein Shalom was malo them, shaloi keder chateva, right? To my drag of Chachma. And his regular drag of Chachma, the Yitzhak is battle. The second day of Pesach, he takes that chef away, he takes their madrig away, and they're back down to where they were. And now he says, okay, start counting Sfiris Omer, and you guys work up to back to that level on your own. You have to be kind to the madrig Yom, because that's the whole purpose of the Bria, it's not the Rosh Hashanah do it for us. Why do you do that? Because in order to blast us out of Mitzrayim, to get us out, to blast away those klipas with that initial, you know, we didn't really stand a chance to get out. Sometimes, you know, you need to know, I always say this much, like a person, if he knew his keiches, if he knew that he taka could become something really, really great, so he would work for it. He would do it if he knew it was taka. Problem is that people are not sure. Maybe yeah, maybe no. If it's not sure, it's not worth the effort already. Like, you don't have the koyach, and that's just not worth it. You don't have the koyach to work for it if you don't know that you can get it. If you know you can get it, then you would do it. So Bereshit did that for us, where he showed us. He showed us who we really are. That first day of Pesach, we blasted away those klipas and allowed us to see who Klal Yisrael really is. This is such a Mayrde Gaor, such a Chibur with Rabbi Shalom. So, and already, the second day he takes it all away and we could start doing Sfiris, and we could do the rigorous work, which is the Binadika work of building ourselves level by level until we're kind of the Chachma on our own. But in any case, that's the idea here that the Gra is really saying. Leida Chachma Shalom Yipol Bereshis HaYetzara is mamish, like Rav Nachman the Mushkov says, everything here is al pi kabbalah also. The pshat is mamish al pi kabbalah. Is that yet? And that's what the Rambam, again, that he didn't have kabbalah, but that's what, you know, that's what Nishmosei Chaza, right? That taka, if a person is moli Chachma is it's not science. Chachma is the emius of Chachma, which is the chibur to Rabbi Shalom. It's yichda. All Chachma satar, and the ikur Chachma, by the way, is also brought down this farm, is taka Chachma sakabola, because that's that whole Chachma is about yichud. All Torah brings to that, but the part of the Torah that's the most focused on that, and that's the goal of that. That's Chacham Kabbalah, and therefore Taka the Sfarim, right? That the Lashon has a thing on this also, that people that are be'emes. We're not talking about what we see for the most part today, but people that are holding Kabbalah Taka the. And emes the way the attack, like the Yitzhar doesn't have a hold on them. From that you can see that what people that unfortunately it's not Rav Nachman Breslov writes that Kabbalah is the same Oisius as is the same gematria as Niuf. It's not. I explain always that the fourth is, and that's why I'm saying that, because unfortunately I actually have seen such things where people in Kibayopal used Kabbalah to get Rahman Latzan, these type of layers. I'm sure that, like, so I learned Kabbalah.
Which is new?
How could you have, like, when this guy's learning and he's got a big, oh, he's a big Balgaib and he's a big this and a big Baltaib and a big whatever? That's not doesn't mean the fact that the guy's reading that's not, even if he's been writing Sfarim, it doesn't mean that's not the Kabbalah that the Leshem is talking about. That's not the Emes Dikmadri. We're talking about somebody who's Emes living it. It's there, it's been Nafshib and Ruchim and Ishmose. But the Emes is that it's Hakath. It's a taiva. The taiva to break out of the Gvul is a Gvaldiga thing. It's be'emes. It's a wonderful thing, because right. The Dovin says like tavosi negdecha hazeh Hashem negdecha tavosi. There's a pasuk that Hashem says my taiva is for you. Rabbi Yisrael, find such shyness of taiva. Copy the Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi just talks about Dovin Melch's taiva for the Rabbi Yisrael. Huh? Tavos negdech no. Kol tavos negdech. Right. So you see that what's the vart is that we're stuck down here. But the taiva is to get out of here, break out of here, break off those klipas and be mischab with the Rabbi Yisrael, be siachet with the Rabbi Yisrael. That's taiva. But zelu mazeh, taiva can be used, misused for the wrong thing. It can be misused for breaking the gvulas of Kedusha, Rachman Litzlan. See, so the etzem midah, like Ram says, etzem midah is a fine midah. So that's the pshat, is that sometimes you have a person that's going to these big things because they had, I once asked the guy, and I said, if it was a chiyuv for everyone to learn Kabbalah, and only select few were allowed to learn Bavli, what would you want to learn then? And he smiled. He said, I would want to learn Bavli. A lot of people that are learning, they're going to that because it's the usher thing to learn. It's the like this, the, you know. It's the, so that's this coming from to the Peretz Gvulos. Peretz Gvulos is Gvaldik. If you're being Peretz Gvulos of Gashmis, if you're being Peretz Gvulos of Kedusha, Rachman Ratzal, you're gone.
I see, Brossi said, Brossi Terry Tavlin, the Terry gives, who's connected to the Yitzhah Horror, and also, what's the word? Can you get the same rocks on the side to break through from the group?
Yeah. Okay, we say that. So, as I come, continue.
We said beginning the Chokhmah, he gives the Tifa, which is critical, everything in the Isha is Bina. Sashini, they explain that the Bina is the rational and the step by step and everything.
It's very, very.
The intuition is the Chokhmah.
It's a very, very, very good question. It's true, except the vart is that it comes out that comes out like a shtick of chiluf in the way that these things are expressed. Now, that's another. I don't know if we'll get to it in this series of shiurim, but the maisa. What happens is when you're binadik, so you get caught. You see things only in one way, and you can't break out of that. That's where it becomes irrational. It's because that's the different type. It's an emotional attachment that you only can, it can, has to be, there's only one truth. Only one truth is a woman's trait. Whereas a man generally will see things, you know, the masculine way is more that there's other ways of seeing things. Maisa is another thing that Maisa comes out, that every trait, the etzim, this is mamash shir b'fnei atzmei, but every trait, the etzim, is the opposite of the way it looks. Maybe we'll deal with that one time.
Huh?
Yeah, okay, we'll deal with it. Bez Hashem, a different time. Even the thing of Bina, right? That she gives tzura. Tzura be'etzim is shayach to the zohar, and chomer is shayach to the isha. Tzura is the higher bechina. But she gives the tzura to the vlad. You understand? We'll have to do it. Maybe we'll talk about this another time. It's not so muzzy, they call it. Okay, you say it.